would soon have to face. Knowing her as I did by then, I'd have been foolish to expect a warm welcome.
Oh, so you're back again, are you?
Oh, just for a few days. I've promised the TARDIS an overhaul, and also I thought I should see how you were getting on.
I see. Well, don't get under my feet. It's almost Christmas again. Are you staying for the festivities?
Remember last year?
Hardly likely to forget it, am I? I was hoping it'd be quieter this year, Doctor.
We'll just have to see, won't we?
If you'll excuse me, I'm getting ready for the church bring and buy sale, and we're very busy. It should have been last week, but the pipes burst in the church hall, so now it's 3 days before Christmas, and I'm run off my feet.
Of course, don't mind me.
I suppose you'll be wanting supper?
I'd be a fool not to, glorious chef that you are. I'm pleased to see you've settled in so well, away from your actual time and place.
Well, now that you mention it, when you've fixed up your time machine, do you think you could take me back there, to Cromer, 1932? Take me home.
Oh, this may sound harsh, Mrs. Whimsy, but there's nothing there for you back in the past. Your life is here now at Nest Cottage.
Oh, I thought so. I see. Well, never mind. Welcome back, Doctor.
Doctor Who, Demon Quest, The Relics of Time by Paul Mars, starring Tom Baker and Susan Jameson.
And so those few dark days before Christmas inched along. Snow fell, and Mrs. Whimsy came and went banging and clattering about with boxloads of stuff from the attic and the cellar. I paid her little attention.
What about this? Will you be needing this any more?
What? No, I'm busy. Go away.
Suit yourself.
Meanwhile, I was wholly concerned with the various components from the TARDIS console, which I had scattered about the parlour and the dining room. Truth be told, I had been a little over-enthusiastic in some of my dismantling.
That looks like a proper dog's dinner.
I know a dog who'd argue with that. Anyway, what would you know about relative dimensional engineering?
Nothing at all.
No.
But I'd know better than to get marmalade in the workings.
And with that, she was gone down to the church hall in a flurry of biscuit tins and eiderdowns. I continued to tinker in the warm glow of the hearth fire, examining then reassembling each component of the TARDIS console. It was around about midday when I started to look for the spatial geometer I'd earlier dismantled. That's funny. I'm sure I put the pieces down here somewhere. I searched high and low, but it was only when my eyes fell upon a broken teacup nestling amongst my high-tech paraphernalia that my suspicions began to grow. Oh, no. She hasn't, has she? Mrs. Whimsy! Mrs. Whimsy! My scarf and coattails flew as I dashed across the village to the church hall. I was soon immersed in a sea of herringbone coats and knitted hats and the musty smell of sandalwood.
Hello, Doctor. Come to find some new togs. There's a lovely cardigan here.
Mrs. Whimsy's stall was lavishly stocked, and mostly with belongings of mine. What was more, she had already made £23.57 out of sundry artifacts.
I did explain to you that cottage of yours was far too cluttered.
Everything comes in useful at some time or other, Mrs. Whimsy, do you hear me?
I didn't think you'd miss any of this old rubbish.
You must let me be the judge of that. You have no idea what kinds of things I'm storing at Nest Cottage. Things that should never see the light of day. I mean, what's this doing here?
Newfangled nonsense. I don't hold with gadgets.
Mrs. Whimsy, this is the cordless answer phone gadget I installed at Nest Cottage last Boxing Day. It's important and very cleverly souped up for my own special purposes. Someone may try to get in touch with me.
Keep your voice down.